Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. Winning at Live. Live Financial Talk Radio. This is the Daily Wrap. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. Welcome.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to go over the big financial news of the day. Really, it doesn't sound that big, but this is starting to get sort of monumental here. The drop in oil prices, you know, not only is it going to affect anyone who uses gas, but such a big part of our economy here locally that we're not going to let that go by the wayside. If you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us, send us a text via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, which, seriously, you can do that. Get the app, and you can text us. And I know you prefer texting because I prefer texting because it's faster. You don't have to wait on hold, and you just get on with your life.
But do you have to have an immediate response?
That's the trade-off. Immediate response, call. Lazier, well, I would say more efficient. I like efficient instead of lazy. Use the text.
Look, can I talk about millennials and what are you?
I'm on the cusp. I think I'm the youngest Gen Xer, maybe the oldest millennial.
You're the youngest Gen Xer.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest Gen Xer. The cusp of boomer. I'm not a boomer, but you know, it's just kind of that edge. Like I can go either way.
We're young enough to know how to work our phones, but we're old enough that we remember getting lost.
I'm old enough to remember the rotary phone and like going to Touchstone, like, what is this? I have to do the zero all the way around.
I'm not calling that person, right?
It took me a minute to dial a phone number, and it's like now you're like, I didn't get a text back. It's been a whole minute.
Now, are you going to pick on millennials? Because you're usually pretty complimentary of them.
I'm picking on you.
Okay.
We had a lunch meeting, and actually, I arranged it, and then I'm at the office, and with my head trader, we're kind of going through market trades and making selections. Our algorithms had given us a list of what I needed to look at, so we were reviewing them and making some decisions and doing some buys today. It turned out to be a good day for buys.
Heck yeah.
And then I get a phone call, but I also notice there's a text there, and I look at it, and it says, are you okay? And it was from James. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then I'm like, oh, this luncheon I put together, I'm like 50 minutes late for. So I ring him up the quick way, right?
Yes.
I'm on the way.
No, actually, you sent a text.
Oh, I sent a text?
Oh, no, you did. You did both. You called, though.
Okay, I did both. That is normal of me. Text and call. And he said, yeah, we just sat down. I had dropped the ball, obviously. And they said, oh, we just sat down. I said, well, I'm on the way. And then when I sat down with him, I said, okay, you text me. But if I'm late for something or whatever, my phone really needs to get vibrating, not from vibrate from one text, but vibrate from a call. And then I didn't answer it. So ring it again. See, that's why us Gen Xer, boomer, crossover. That's how we roll.
Yeah, but you never miss these things.
I know.
You put stuff in your phone. I'm pretty religious about it too. And then you have people to remind you.
And you're right. I never miss them, but somehow it just was a crazy day today. Unbelievable.
Any other time I've called because you've been late, you've had, well, look, a meeting went long, or hey, things are kind of crazy at the trading desk, or look, the markets are in turmoil, so I'm just going to need about 15 more minutes, or, you know, something. So I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be all up in your grill.
It all worked. It all worked out. I was like, dad gum. And I said, it was a little more colorful than that, but I missed this meeting. I'm the one that set it up because I wanted to have this discussion. And we still had it, so it was all good.
Something that I learned while I was waiting on you, though, that I guess I should have told you about it at lunch, but we were...
Oh, just spring it on me.
We were occupied. Periscope announced a new feature today. You can join us on Periscope at Gregory Ricks. In fact, I need to scoot it over. Hey, did it just die? It did. Well, see, look at that.
This is a problem.
All right. An explanation. Periscope may be overrun because they just announced that they have ways to monetize videos.
How's that?
It's they seem to want to copy. There's another live streaming app called Busker. Do you know what a Busker is?
I have no idea.
A Busker is an actual legitimate English word that's been used for centuries. It's street performers that have specifically a tip jar out or an open hat. Or if you're performing.
And what do we call them in New Orleans? Because we have them here.
Street performers.
Okay, but I like buskers.
I like buskers too. But that's apparently a profession, and I didn't know about it until I was trying to find more information on the app, and then I was like, help on Busker, and they were telling me how I could make more money performing on the street. It's like, well, I think those days are long gone for old Parker here, but I appreciate the goodwill. Busker would let you tip. Busker was supposed to be the street performing app for your phone or for whatever, and so you would perform, and people could tip you, Gregory. You could hit the little button in the corner, and you know how we give hearts? You could hit the little button in the corner, and you could either give a heart or you could give a tip, like a $2 tip.
Oh, we could get tips?
Periscope just copied that. So now there's regular hearts. Periscope's calling them super hearts. So, we don't need money. That's not why we do this show.
No.
And what are we going to get, $20?
It was a bad joke.
No, that's fine. I'm just thinking if we do start getting donations, we're going to have to do something with it.
It'll go to charity.
So let's.
We would do a charity.
All right, so...
and I'm good with that.
You want to just keep that in mind. Next time we have a big event, we'll raise some money on charity. We can have like a charity drive via Periscope.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I love that idea.
I'm thinking this would be great. Maybe for 4th of July, we do something for veterans, or for Christmas, we could do like a... That'll be our contribution to Toys for Tots.
Food drive, Toys for Tots, and veterans...
But I just heard about it today. I literally heard about it when I was waiting on you to come at lunch. And I'm glad you were late because I got to watch a Periscope. Some of the little tech nerds that I follow that keep up with this stuff were talking about it. So I got to do a little study, and I'll do a little more study and report back to you tomorrow.
I like that. It's becoming more relevant.
All right.
You had Uber yesterday announced they're adding tips, copy and Lyft.
Did you hear about Uber's news today?
Yeah, CEO actually resigned.
Well, is that the right word? Because I think he's still on the board of directors. He's just not CEO. I think he got sort of demoted with his leave of absence.
Gosh, here's the thing about it is he has a big chunk of the company.
So they can't really oust him then? Does he have...
Yeah, he can move out from that role and be on the board or whatever. You think the board has some say over how the company goes?
It's minor.
Minor.
A minor say over how the company goes.
But he has a big stake in the company.
So they can't really get rid of him then, right?
He's not day-to-day. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out in time, but obviously... What he got himself into is a little more problematic. Or he says, heck, let's do something else. This thing is going to go public. It's going to be worth a bunch of money. He's going to be rich.
So do you think...
It's kind of, it's that force to be reckoned with. It's not going away. It's, let's see, if I want to go to dinner... downtown, and I know I'm going to have a few glasses of wine. Yeah, I'm taking an Uber to get there, and I'm taking Uber to get back home.
So is Uber going to be the one that wins out on this? Is Uber going to be the dominant ride app?
At this point, it appears so because the competition comes up with an idea. What does Uber do?
Smartly.
Copies them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Snapchat went public. And what does Facebook do? Copy what they've been doing.
Their face filters. Yeah. I love those.
Yeah. Snapchat's main competitor is the elephant in the room, Facebook. Yeah. So that's what I think is happening.
One more fancy pants piece of news that I think is kind of cool. George Clooney just sold is selling his tequila brand. Do you know he had a tequila brand?
I did not know it.
Casamigos. Which is an amalgamation of House and Friends. Casamigos. He's telling,
is it good?
We're going to have to find out. Because I've never had it. It is selling to the owner of Johnny Walker Smirnoff in Ciroc. It's called Diageo.
So where is this tequila made?
Doesn't it technically have to be made in the tequila province of Mexico?
Yeah, it does. It's where the plant comes from. Dumb question, but what I'm really love, what was his twist on it? But I guess they wouldn't tell, or maybe it's the bottle that it's in. But we need our own tequila brand. No, better yet, our own bourbon brand.
Yeah, we don't drink that much tequila.
No, we're kind of more bourbon guys.
Tequila makes me end up running from the cops.
Well, I heard it makes your clothes fall off too, so you don't like that happening.
Not on me.
Depending where you're at.
Okay, so bourbon makes sense. But look, the thing about this tequila is there's probably nothing amazing about it. There probably is nothing special about it. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm not saying there's nothing different about it. But that star power of George Clooney gets you the foothold, gets you the name recognition, and gets you the market share that every other tequila wants. And then once you have that, the momentum of your brand awareness now has value. Now that name means something. And, of course, they're not buying the tequila. They're just buying the name. So it's just a nice little lesson in how you can leapfrog your company by attaching to a well-known person in the community.
Marketing.
Which is why maybe...
celebrity branding.
Yeah, so like if you are a local company and you're interested in some local known entities in the community, you know, forwarding your brand, I know a couple guys that may be interested.
Could help
in
you
that.
Out.
Mm-hmm. What about winning at bourbon?
Okay.
Are we there yet?
Could be.
Right. So we've got some local distilleries, you know, like the New Orleans Rum and Spirits, or they could maybe try and crank out a bourbon. Or we got a bourbon around here. Or we have a...
Winning at barbecue.
Oh, man, we'd eat all our profits there.
Yeah, we wouldn't make any money on that. Hey, when we come back from the break that's coming up here in a moment, we got to pay a few bills. But I want to talk about Ducati. If you're not sure what it is, we'll clue you in.
All right. Financial situations are welcome. You can chime in at any time. We'd love to get you some help. 504-260-0995. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Hey, ladies, listen up. 9 out of 10 women will be the sole decision maker when it comes to finance, much more than men. Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, July 13th, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. Come learn about finance, retirement, Social Security, health care, and more. Gregory Riggs and our Total Wealth Authority will be in attendance. Bring your questions. A Q&A session will be held at the end. Reserve your seat. 504-832-9200. The Gregory Riggs and Associates app or GregoryRicks.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Gentleman came in and he said, look, I was planning to retire. I was going to get $1,054,000 lump sum to take instead of the pension. He was just really upset about it because they had taken it off the table. So now he's going to get $40,000 or so a year on the income from assets when he retires in October. And to make him feel better, I went and showed him. I said, this is a 5.6% income stream. Guaranteed. It's certain. This isn't depending how the market goes and whether or not you overspend the money. This is 5.6%. That's a heck of a return.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Because you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new off the sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, Winning at Life, on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. That is like my high performance song for since I saw the video. That is Florida Georgia Line, May We All, and their video of that's kind of dirt track racing. And yeah, I'm kind of a car guy on the side.
Yeah, but
always like a good rumble from a muscle V8, old school muscle car.
Yes, but there's sort of a boundary between what was depicted in that video and the kind of racing you experience. Number one, you have pavement.
Oh, yeah, I do it on pavement, and I do it for fun. No banging fenders or anything like that. It's just, it's a good release. No trees, no buildings to run into.
No dents on your car, though. No, that's a feature cars at the dirt track.
No dings, and my car really cleans up well afterwards and make a lot of friends. And we talk about cars. It's a release where some folks go boating, hunting, fishing, golfing. I kind of enjoy a little speed in a very safe way. Had a gentleman in today, and he's like uncomfortable in asking the question because he says, look, you know, I understand, and this is me kind of being him a little bit. He says, in our last meeting, you know, you kind of conveyed to us that you're the guy here, you sign off on everything, all the investment decision, security selection has to be signed off by you. And what he's talking about is if one of my advisors present a plan, I have signed off on it. We have a process we call the prescription. And I had a couple discussions before I left the office about meetings tomorrow that were going to be portfolio meetings. And they go over it with me because they want to get my take on it. First off, I ask them, what is your take on it? Then I'll make my suggestion. Well, here's how I would do it. And then we talk, and then typically it goes towards my way. What, you know, what would you like to hear? Yeah, you guys are on the same page. So sometimes there's always a learning curve, and there's my take and reasoning why. And one of the discussions we had today is it was regarding the new client fee. And I reduced it, but I said at the end of the day, I'm not altering from that fee because I'm a little uncomfortable with taking that account. So if they have a problem with my fee on this account, we will be glad to take a pass because the money is kind of from a injury settlement that has to be used for the future. If there's any problems from that injury, that money has to be used. And you can't put a time on that money, meaning a surrender period. And then you can't lose this person's money. You got to be very careful with it. And it's not a big amount of money. So, you know, it gives me pause in taking it. So, and that's one reason there's a new client fee there as well. If they're resisting to that, then, you know, I agree with you on resisting to that. So once again, I sign off on how I want the plan to go, or if, and the advisors talk to me about all the plans and my initials go along. They'll sign off on it, do a slash, and my initial goes behind it, meaning I've signed off on it. And just like security selection, the reason I was late for that lunch meeting is Cody and I was reviewing security selection. Our algorithms pull from, you know, we look at 6,000 plus securities. So then we go through that process, and then I'm reviewing that, and we're looking at our other things that we like, our other filters that we like to make that selection. And I think we made another 6 or 7 buys across strategies today. And that's why I was missing the meeting, because I was like doing what I like to do. It's like, this is good stuff. And so you can see where I could lose my mind. And the business meeting I set up, I was late for it because I'm doing what I love to do. It's like, man, that's a great discount. We need to buy that one. Fun stuff. But the fellow was asking me, you know, what if something happened to you? And that's why I explained to him this whole process, is because everybody's always in a learning phase about how I do things, why I do things, my take on it. And everybody that works in this winning at life world with me want to win, and they want to keep winning, meaning all the employees want their jobs, the advisors want their jobs, the clients want this advice to keep going. And that's part of the process for this to continue. And that made the client comfortable afterwards that we have a succession process.
That sounds kind of like when I go to the dentist. You ever get the feeling that the hygienist lady, she knows everything the dentist knows, right? What does he know that she doesn't know? Because she's the one that scrapes your teeth and then she pokes at him. And have you paid attention to the dentist? You know all the numbers of your teeth? You know, they number your teeth, and then they have little abbreviations for stuff.
I picked that up over time, and then there's like, then of course, you know, me wanting to know what's going on all the time with everything. I'm like, okay,
I'm that guy.
What,
right?
What did all that mean?
Right. So I noticed this for a long time.
You got something ancillary going crosswise, X meets Y on the bicuspid. Yeah, whatever it is they're saying, I'm like, okay, English, please. I want to know what you just said about my tooth.
I started paying attention because, hey, why not? I can just learn dentistry. If you just pay attention, you can learn what these people are doing. But
and you got a good drill at home, huh?
No, I don't. I'm not there yet. Christmas is around the corner, though. That might be next. But look, that's the same process. This lady, she knows what she's doing. The dentist has trained her. You've trained the people under you to recognize all these things. And almost every time when the hygienist says, all right, here's what we got to take care of. He lost some flowable. He needs another DO on 12. And I'm like, yeah, another DO on 31, too. I got like a hairline back there. And they look, oh, sure enough. And he usually just okays it and moves on. But I imagine there's 1 out of 100 there where he's like, you miss this, to the hygienist. And that's where he makes his money. And that's why he's the dentist that has a boat and she is just a hygienist with a nice car.
Well, like in that meeting day, we were discussing lump sum pension, when to turn on the government pension, how does that affect Social Security, what about the TSP, and should she turn on Social Security when she meets FRA, when she retires, should she turn on the pension? And we had and with those variables, which are a little ways down the road, because we were also talking about his transition into retirement, is when those life events, that's what I told him, and I gave him some advice, and I said, but when these life events happen, let's sit down and talk, because they're not happening right now, and we could have some variables right down the road. And part of that was the review of the strategies, and clients like a kind of explanation. Okay, so what's the game plan? Why are we holding cash? When are we going to get fully invested? And once they go through how we go about this process with the algorithms, the filters. Why are we holding cash? And then once they kind of get that understanding again of how we've adapted to the current environment, they're like, okay, this is pretty cool. Yeah, I get this. I'm on board like that. And then these other changes that are coming, let's address them when we get closer to them, because things could change between now and then.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where you make a plan, and then the next day life happens.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we'll print you a... We'll do like some firm that with AMER, it kind of starts like, oh, yeah, you pay us some money. We'll print you a couple hundred pages of a plan. Here's your financial plan. In my opinion, it becomes outdated within probably about 72 hours because things change. What you need is something like where we have the guided planning system. It's adaptive. Yeah, things change and we adapt it immediately. On every discussion on what's current and how's this affected us going forward. It's not some couple hundred pages, but it is a financial workbook that we create and we can make adjustments live on the spot.
You talk about like your algorithm, it's proprietary, something you've sort of whittled down with your own expertise.
Yeah, I had a client ask, you know, we were going over that and it was one of the phone interviews and she said, well, I'll come in and you can show me the charts and all this stuff that you're doing, how you go about that. I said, no, I won't be able to show you all that because it's proprietary. If I was to teach all that, then you absolutely wouldn't need me. And that, look, there is some decision making in the process when you put this all together, kind of know, no, this isn't going to quite work. That worries me a little bit because I'm used to seeing all this stuff and I can make those decisions. That I can't teach you immediately, but the people I'm working with, they see me do that throughout the day, every day on these decisions and how do we work to that. And they're learning that process. But to teach it like it's just a 2 + 2 = 4, no, it's not quite there.
It's more complicated than that?
A little bit.
So disappointing. All right. Financial situations are welcome. Our next Gregory Ricks Live event is coming up in about, 3 weeks? July 13th, which sounds far away, but it's really right around the corner. And this is a women-only event. If you're interested in taking the first step in your new financial future with Gregory Ricks and Associates, come on out. You'll meet us. We'll meet you. Check out the team, Total Wealth Authority, if you like what you hear. Set an appointment. That's it. Right now, though, if you need some financial advice, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Update powered by Interstate Batteries from News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Well, thankfully, a little breather in store for us tonight as Tropical Storm Cindy comes on shore. Southwestern parishes, Louisiana, extreme southeast Texas tonight. We've got a little pocket of drier air that's working in from the south across New Orleans for tonight. So looks like the heavy rains will be just to the east and just to the west of us tonight. But keeping thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow and into Friday as well with deep tropical moisture in the wake of Cindy. 78 our low tonight. Localized flooding threat continues tomorrow with a high of 86. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing I see everywhere, childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers up surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money. If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hey, Raj. Happy birthday. How are you doing? Still feeling on top of your game?
No complaints.
Great. You've hit the big 5-0 now. You thought about talking with your doctor about some screening tests you need?
Screening for what?
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, colorectal cancer.
Geez, that's not what I wanted to hear.
Hey, you have to know what's going on to stay on top of your game.
Visit ahrq.gov/consumer for a free checklist of screening tests for men 50 and older. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're dealing with somebody that just only handles fixed index annuities, you're probably dealing with a salesman and that's all you're going to get. Or if you go to the stock and mutual fund guy, you're probably dealing with another version of a salesman.
Gregory Ricks & Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to GregoryRicks.com.
Learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, last night we were playing all kind of rain tunes, and I said, look, Millie Vanilli, yeah, I'd like to hear Blame It on the Rain again, because we had people, you know, child care centers were closed. We had this storm across the Gulf Coast. All of you listening to us across the Gulf Coast into Florida, it's like, God, well, what's up with this? Here, you know, and it's not like, it like petered out.
It faded away. It fizzled
faded
out.
Faded away, fizzled out, like fizz from Shasta. Fizz?
Like Shasta. No, because LaCroix's going gangbusters.
So I'd say, you know, on these people that altered their schedule, well, blame it on the rain. I still think it was appropriate for tonight. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. We do it every day at 7 o'clock. Saturdays from 10 to 1 is the weekly wrap. That phone number you should dial, because Live Financial Talk Radio, like, begs for participation. And we're on Periscope as well. If you don't have that app, download it. Is it linked in the Gregory Ricks app?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Download the Gregory Ricks app, and then you're good to go.
Wait, real quick, Millie Vanilli, your favorite fraud ever?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Best lip-syncing band ever. They won Emmys for it. It's like, how do you top that?
Okay, on the Would You
Rather. The outcome wasn't good, but.
You know, we played a Would You Rather on the break. Would you rather be the guys that had to limp sync? You were so untalented that they didn't allow you to sing on the album. Or would you rather be the guys that were talented, but you were so unfit for public consumption that they didn't want to expose your looks?
Well, you know, Hollywood, pop, rock, and we know country music, it all combines. Can you perform? Can you sing? You have some talent. Oh, and you look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd want to win an Emmy for lip syncing.
With the odd Ruben Studdard or Meatloaf aside, there's never anyone that's 300 pounds in the top 40.
Yeah, that's a rare event.
I tell you what's also pretty bad is what I remember thinking this when I was a kid, and you know how kids are brutal. They just cut through it. They don't have the filter that we have as adults. I remember thinking, wait, these guys were lip syncing. Why? Because these other people were so unattractive, they didn't think they would sell albums.
It would never sell.
But wait a second. These guys are pretty unattractive. They're like, this is the guys you got the lip sync? I mean, we're not, they don't look like, you know, some Calvin Klein model. They look pretty rough and tumble as it was. They were black guys from Germany?
Yeah, they had that accent, the island connection. It was somehow in that marketing, there was built in a coolness factor that everybody bought into. Even though if you started thinking about it, that voices aren't quite matching up. But, you know, I didn't want to be that cynical because, you know what? I enjoyed some of the stuff. Like, yeah, blame it on the rain.
Still do, be honest.
We still do.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So it's all good. Let's talk about Harley Davidson. You ever heard of Ducati? Harley Davidson is lining up a takeover bid for Italian rival Ducati, potentially bringing together two of the most famous names in motorcycling in a deal that could be worth $1.5 billion. Ducati has such a heritage, just like Harley in the early days. If you've seen their backstory and all, it's really unbelievable. And then Ducati's the same way. Tremendous backstory, history, quality of bikes. You know those crotch rockets? Yeah, unbelievable quality, fast bikes, racing heritage. Same with Harley. And imagine Harley acquiring them. Indian Motorcycle, Baja Auto, and several buyout firms and funds, including KKR, Bain Capital, and Permira reportedly are also preparing bids for Ducati, which is being put up for sale by guess who? Who's the largest global manufacturer that was caught for cheating?
Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Volkswagen owns Ducati?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that yesterday.
Is Ferrari?
I thought Ducati was their own deal, but Ferrari is a publicly traded company.
Are they their own deal?
Spinoff from Volkswagen as well. Gosh, Volkswagen owns a lot of the world, don't they?
Well, they like to take over Europe every few generations.
However, VW's powerful labor unions, which control half the seats of automakers' 20-member supervisory board, consistently have opposed a sale. But it looks like they're up for sale. Hey, maybe you and I should put together an offer. It'd be pretty cool owning Ducati.
Okay, now these bikes are super expensive, though. There's a shop that sells them downtown.
This is at your, like, this is like your Ferrari of motorcycles. This isn't Kawasaki. It isn't Suzuki. It isn't Honda. It's Ducati. I have a pretty cool Harley in my warehouse. It's a Rocker C built in 2008. No, they don't build them anymore, but it's kind of that chopper factory built Harley. I remember Harley calling me up a few years ago, like, hey, would you like to let us work a deal and upgrade your bike? I said, what is it? You know, it's one of their salespeople signed to call me.
Well, you don't blame them, right?
Oh, I don't blame them. But I my question was when they asked me that, and I have a Rocker C. What is it you're upgrading me to, because you built these for like 2 or 3 years, and what is it you're going to seduce me to give that bike up? Got 800 miles on it. It's going to be worth a lot of money one day. Would I like a Ducati? I'd like a Ducati because of its heritage. I'd park it right next to the Harley, but I'd have to find that particular version that I want. And there's some older Harleys. Would I like to have if I have extra money, and I don't, but yeah.
But do you see these as just investment vehicles and not literal vehicles?
I see them. Honestly, I always see them as both, even though I don't put miles on them. Yeah. There's kind of a problem. You don't have a roll cage, airbags, a little complication there. But, you know, it's just a lot of things we do when we grow up. Youngsters, we're like, oh, man, I'd love to have one of those. And then we grow up and say, you know what? I can get one of those. But I managed to get a special niche. I'm like, I have my wife, you don't never ride. And she doesn't want me to ride because she doesn't want to happen to me. Clients don't want me to ride because they don't want anything to happen to me. And I'm cool with it. But, man, do I have a cool bike. Because she said, like, won't you sell that? I'm like, you do understand if I sell it, I will want another one. But to pry that out of me would be something because it's really special.
Okay, explain how you would want another one.
Because I would want a Harley.
This sounds like an emotional buy, though. This isn't, oh, this it's isn't emotion, your brain.
But what I'm in is, yeah, it becomes emotional if I was to sell this one, but this is kind of investment value because I've got something unique because I have an exit.
All right, now,
I will make more selling it than when I bought it. I love that world, and yeah, it has an emotional connection, so I won't never sell it.
But this doesn't sound this isn't for an investment only.
And no, hearing your this isn't Netflix we're right. talking about.
But this is like hearing your personal trainer talk about his favorite piece of chocolate cake or whatever. You're not supposed to be doing this. In fact, you're supposed to be the example of financial discipline so we don't blow monies on our hobbies. And
But I am explaining that because I actually acquired that niche that really works out, that favors me in the way I think that my exit is a profitable exit from that. And if it's going the wrong way, boom, I cut loose of it.
So does this make you more sympathetic when a client comes in and he has some little hobby that he wants to make some financially not wise decisions on, but it's for pleasure, not for dollars and cents?
Oh, yeah. I have a client that has a couple like a 67 Chevelle SS 396. Like, dude. And he said, oh, by the way, you should see that 64 Corvette I have.
Oh,
and they're unrestored, sweet cars, and you know they're worth a lot more than he bought them for 20 years ago.
Now, why can't I have a scooter? Why do you frown on that?
Because you could get killed.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you
really don't have twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Honestly, the companies don't want you to stay in their 401k if you left, because they have a good bit of liability with you staying there. So there may be encouragement, or some plans are adjusted to, you've left the company, you have to move the plan. So if you do a rollover to an IRA, now how many choices do you have? Everything you have, you know, your Wall Street choices, equities, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, tremendous amount of choices. Or you're going to now actually have safe money choices as well. If you want to go no risk with that money, you can do that as well.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Favorite show, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
That's right. Save the app, Gregory Ricks and Associates app, in your phone.
Fire to the rain. How
just
did we not
right
think of
next
this?
To your wallet. Oh, Fire to the Rain.
We didn't think of that one yesterday for rain songs. Yeah, of course we get it. That's. How did we skip that one?
That's a good song.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, your phone's in the same pocket as your wallet would pull up the app and start digging around, seeing how it's doing.
Welcome to Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. That's my co-host, James Parker. We're here every evening at 7 to help you win with your money. Saturdays, the weekly wrap is Live Financial Talk Radio as well, 10 to 1. Dial us up. You can participate. 504-260-0995. Oil is the big news of the day. I don't know. Numbers. There could be some other securities, but we're going to cover the numbers, but I'm just starting out. Oil, Earl. But we'll start at the top.
Yeah, so if you want to follow along with the numbers segment here, we do it every daily wrap. Go to gregoryricks.com under the Winning at Life tab. You can pull up the numbers page, and it has the charts of everything we're talking about here, except for the mortgage rate. I can't find a cute little widget that kind of fits the style of the rest of this. I'll work on that. But it was a mixed day in the markets. Dow Jones and S&P down. Really, the Dow is down, S&P flat, 0.6% in the red for S&P. We'll call that flat, but that ends the record-setting streak for the Dow. No record set today. 21,410.03 for the Dow. It was down 0.25%.
Got to take a breather, you know, for the next climb up.
21,410 looks huge, so no complaints there. NASDAQ, though, the other direction, it was up 0.74%, 0.75% today. So it's at 62,033 and 95 and change, 6,233. Russell took a dive, though. It was down 0.25%, 1,399, just a little bit of change on top of that one.
10-year treasuries dropping a little bit again, 2.159 on the yield. Crazy world. We've had, what, 3 rate increases? No correction. And interest rates go down.
What did they wait so long for? Why did it take a decade?
I know. And they're behind the curve. And, like, gosh, I remember being at a conference in Vegas and going on the air, and we were talking about that, and it was a miss, and we're like blown away, like, you blew it. Why didn't you raise the rate? Oh, we were afraid. What were they afraid of? It's like nothing.
Now, 7 years too late on this, guys.
Yeah. 30-year mortgages. Here we are. 30-year mortgage, 3.92%. A week ago, it was 3.89. Here's the big news. I'll tell you. It's here is the thing. You're under 4%. I'm telling you, 3 years from now, you're going to look at it like I stole money. There is no way we're at these levels in 3 years, considering infrastructure spending, the Fed unwinding the portfolio. We're cutting taxes, means debts go up. To sell all these treasuries, interest rates are going up, regardless of what the Fed does interest rate-wise. Call Dwayne Stein. He's part of the Total Wealth Authority, Mortgage Authority. Go to my website, gregoryricks.com, if you're looking to refinance, consolidate, buy that dadgum house. Okay, now I've vented, so go ahead.
Okay, so we have gold at 1250. It was green today. It's nice little move up 2 days in a row.
That's a nice positive change because it's taken a beating.
Yeah, I mean, it made up a little ground yesterday, but had a little more success today on tacking on some value. But the big story is oil. You see what oil's at now, $42.60 per barrel. Gregory, we were above 50, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, and
so it's lost like this isn't a bear market. It has lost 20% from that 53 sort of where it topped out at the last upswing. I think technically we've lost 20% now.
Well, I'm kind of look. Let's go see what the 1 month chart shows. Man, it's just lower lows, lower highs over 3 months. Yeah, chaotic, but when you look at the back end of the three-month chart, yeah, lower lows, lower highs. I don't know where that bottom is. There is a bottom below where we're at, and there's a high below where we're at. My interest is getting peaked at where we're at. There, and you're asking, what's behind this? Well, let's talk about the Saudis. You and I talked about it before the show. King of Saudi Arabia, I'm not going into his name, you can look it up, but the head guy over there decides...
His last name's Saudi, so that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Saud is his last
Saud.
Name.
Saud. His nephew, you can explain why he fired the nephew. What was the how did he become king?
I believe he stepped in for his brother, and the son was supposed to be the heir because his brother was the king and the lineage was supposed to go through him, but they switched it to his heir, which I would do if I was king too.
Because the king died, which would have passed it to the nephew if it had happened later because he'd have been more seasoned, but the current king and the nephew, which was... the previous king's son, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And if we have
somehow there's been a disagreement, it could be over the New York Stock Exchange, the London Exchange, regarding the sale of 5% of Aramco to the public, which will raise the king $100 billion for his people. But who controls it? The king. It could be over that. It could be over, like, why are we fooling with this cartel bunch? We're about to come into $100 billion, have a net worth of $2 trillion on this Aramco. Why are we worried about the price per barrel and Venezuela and these others, Qatar and whoever? Let's just pump and get the sale going. Because in the U.S., we don't care what they do. Rigs are still rolling out, and we're under $50 a barrel. And share the news you showed with me. And I'm going to pose the question. Who is impacting oil price? And the U.S. is. We're really the controller of it now. Not the cartel, Saudi Arabia. They can think they do, but they don't. But who in the U.S., let's call it state, which state has shown a big impact on oil prices?
It's almost all Texas. Dakota? No. They've had a little bit of upswing in their production, but the United States production has shot through the roof in the last 2 years. Some of that is North Dakota. The rest of the United States looks almost flat. The majority of it, though, is Texas.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, every time the price goes up about $5, they must just start poking holes over in West Texas like crazy. And when we bring that price down, that's our market share now.
Unbelievable. Texas is still ruling the day in oil.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about Texas is it's a meritocracy out there in the Permian Basin. Whoever can come up with the most efficient fracking process, with the most efficient fracking fluid, the right angle, the right drill bits, the right everything, the right pressure, the casings, all that stuff. Whoever gets it right, that's the guy that's going to win the day.
Free market.
That's the guy who's going to be in charge of the next drilling operation. And then the guys who lose are going to get sent out. Now, it's different in Saudi Arabia. Who's going to be running that industry over there? Well, let's see. This guy's nephew, who was appointed by royal decree, and it was approved of by 32 of 34 of the succession committee of the royal family that is the monarchy of Saudi Arabia. Which one do you think rewards virtue and success?
I wonder if he's ever worked on a rig, went out to a factory, did some derrick work, or even managed any of that. Really?
Probably he's been out there and knows something. They're real big on teaching their guys.
I would hope so.
But hey, you can teach me to throw a football all you want. I'm not going to replace Drew Brees, and nor should I.
No.
And the Saints would not be better
me
off.
Me either.
You can even try and teach these guys, but there are some, businessmen are a natural trait, like an artist, like a musician, like an athlete. There are some guys that are just meant to be businessmen, and there are some guys that you can give them all the training in the world, and they couldn't run a snowball stand.
And I've been telling you, we're moving into this world of pricing, and we're not settled here, probably going lower, then we'll shift back higher. But Ford gave us a signal yesterday shifting all production from Mexico to China, is they think we're in this world of low oil prices for decades ahead. We're not getting back to 80, folks.
You're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. That's where you can RSVP for Gregory Ricks Live, our women-only event on July 13th. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.